CNN News Selection number 3, End of the Line.
The world's last male northern white rhino, known as Sudan because he was born there, had to be put down. In the end, Sudan succumbed to old age. At 45, his muscles and bones had begun to degenerate, and he could hardly carry his own weight. Those who had looked after him felt his passing painfully. It is almost impossible to imagine that when Sudan was born in the wild in 1973, hundreds of his kind roamed the grasslands of East and Central Africa. Now, these two females, Najin and Fatou, Sudan's daughter and granddaughter, are the only remaining northern white rhinos in the world. How did we get to this? For decades now, all species of rhino have been poached for their horn. Valued as medicine in the Far East, demand for rhino horn and the profits accrued from its sale meant that the rhino was always under threat. The northern white's population became extinct in the wild in 2008. Unlike another subspecies, the southern white, whose numbers have rebounded. Wildlife vet Dr. Stephen Gulu put Sudan down.
Euthanasia was the best option at that moment because then he was in a lot of pain. We've gotten to this stage because of various catastrophes that have been created by mankind. When you look at poaching, when you look at illegal deforestation, when you look at bush habitat clearing, all these things have led to where we are. We can't make another Sudan, but we believe and we are hopeful that we can propagate the species.
Sudan spent much of his life in a Czech zoo, a move that almost certainly saved his life as poaching and African wars took their toll on the remaining numbers. Czech conservationist Jan Stejskal flew in on the eve of Sudan's death. He had known the northern white rhino for over a decade.
So there's this exciting prospect that even in death, Sudan can still sire children.
It may sound unbelievable, but even Sudan still could have an offspring. Because they are wiped out in the wild, we have to help them with artificial techniques of reproduction. One way is that we would be able to harvest eggs from the females that we see behind me. These eggs would be fertilized in the laboratory, and the embryo that would be produced through this procedure would be put into a surrogate mother, but the baby that would be born would be not a white rhino.
The challenge now for conservationists and scientists is to see how they can keep Sudan's lineage alive on this planet. Cutting-edge technology and advances in cellular biology mean that scientists are now working hand in hand with conservationists to keep critically endangered species from dying out completely. It took mankind a couple of centuries to wipe out an entire subspecies of rhino. Even if the scientists manage to recreate Sudan's kind, will mankind stop killing them? Farai Sevenzo, CNN, Northern Kenya.